It is 26th of March. The war has entered a rather peculiar phase over the past few months. On one hand, the Russians continue to shell Ukrainian cities and towns relentlessly without a moment of respite. On the other hand, it is clear that the Russians are facing a serious shortage of munitions. How can this be? The shelling is just as intense as before, but the occupiers are running out of ammunition. The answer is quite simple. The Russians still have enormous stockpiles of small-caliber mortar rounds, for example. There are enough of these to destroy a tent where civilians are receiving humanitarian aid and kill a few elderly people there, or to randomly bombard towns near the front lines, killing innocent passerby. But these rounds are ineffective against armored vehicles or bunkers. The Russians also have a large supply of rockets for their reactive artillery, which are launched in salvos and cover enormous areas with their shrapnel, killing everyone or almost everyone they can reach. However, this is a very specific type of weapon used against enemy armies located in open areas. Since the Ukrainian army has long learned to disperse, avoid open areas, and generally remain inconspicuous to the enemy, the Russians are using their reactive artillery like true terrorists, firing salvos of rockets at residential buildings. The Russians seemingly still have entire depots of large-caliber shells for their artillery, which is the most critical resource of the current war. However, the problem is that many of these shells are 40, 50, and even more years old. They were stored haphazardly, rusted, rotted, and the explosives inside them became unusable. As a result, on paper, the Russians have seemingly endless thousands of large-caliber shells. But in reality, most of these shells are either unsuitable for accurate firing, they literally fly wherever they please, or unsuitable for firing at all. It is evident that the Russians were not prepared for such a prolonged and resource-intensive war. They did not bother to check their own warehouses, did not increase their ammunition reserves, did not ramp up their production. They thought that Ukraine would fall into their hands without much resistance, but that did not happen. As a result, the Russians are now begging for ammunition, cartridges, and weapons from various outcast nations, from Iranian Ayatollahs to North Korean cartoon dictator. According to historical documents, by the summer of 1943, Hitler already understood that his war was lost, but he continued the slaughter for another 2 years, increasing the death toll by millions of people. His only motivation was to hold on to power. Even an obviously abnormal person, a complete maniac, he understood that defeat in the war would mean at least the end of his rule and most likely the end of his earthly journey. That's why he continued the war until the very end, until there was nothing and no one left to fight with. Putin is also obsessed with the thirst for the power. He is willing to sacrifice everything and everyone to maintain it. His war is already lost. How can an old fool who grovels before Kim Jong-un in the hope that he will provide him with a couple of wagons of shells be a winner? But Putin will continue this war even when he has nothing left but rotten shells and tanks built in the Stalin era, because the end of this war will be the end for him, and we need to speed up this end, of course, on our terms.